Since last October, federal agencies have been required to take a new approach to the way they write publications and other materials that are intended for public consumption and write them in plain language. Now the congressman who wrote the Plain Language Act wants to take things a step further into what he argues are the most confusing and complex federal documents of all, federal regulations. Democrat Bruce Braley is an attorney who now represents Iowa's 1st Congressional District.
You shouldn't have to have an accountant and a lawyer to help you explain every regulation that impacts your business. And unfortunately, the way many of these regulations are written, that is exactly what happens. These federal regulations are some of the most complex, difficult to understand documents there are, period. Without exception, federal regulations are too long, too complex, and often too poorly written. People can disagree on whether a regulation is necessary, but we can all agree that if a regulation exists, it should be easy to understand.
Braley says his latest plain language push is an effort, first and foremost, to stick up for small businesses. Unlike their bigger corporate peers, he says, they don't have full-time teams of lawyers and compliance experts, and he says it costs them real money to figure out what newly issued regulations mean and how to comply with them.
I'll give you a great example of what I'm talking about. I used to advise small business clients on the requirements of commercial driver's licenses, the drug testing and substance abuse testing requirements, and it would have been easy for the agency when it came out with that regulation and required businesses to develop an office manual to comply with the requirements of the regulation to put together a draft example of what would constitute compliance with the regulation. They never did. Instead, every business had to go find either a lawyer or someone with technical expertise who could help them draft a manual that would comply with the terms of the regulation. I think that's ridiculous. There should be greater assistance and clear understanding in the regulations themselves so that those businesses know what's expected of them, can begin to comply with those requirements without imposing huge financial costs on them outside of the mere compliance itself.
Braley's bill would not create an entirely new plain language regime just for regulations. It leans instead on the work that agencies and the Office of Management and Budget have already done to implement the Plain Language Act and extends it to the regulatory process. The bill would give agencies 1 year to start using those plain language processes for new regulations. The Obama administration sees incomprehensible rules as a problem, too. As Cass Sunstein, the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, told Federal News Radio last week,
rules are often long and complex. Sometimes they're well over 1,000 pages. And to figure out exactly what they're doing and what the public is supposed to respond to, both in the comment period when there's a proposed rule and if a rule is finalized, what they're supposed to do in response is often a lot of work. And this compromises open government. It makes it hard for people to say, hey, you're not quite going in the right direction on this rule. You should fix it. And it makes also compliance more costly and difficult.
To attack the problem, Sunstein drafted a memo ordering agencies to write a plain English executive summary of every proposed or final rule they create and post it at the top of the actual regulation. But Braley says that's not good enough. He says the text of the rule itself needs to be understandable by ordinary human beings. And he says some agencies are already proving that feds can write their work products in plain language. He calls out the Internal Revenue Service as one example of an agency that's taking the mandate seriously.
They've now designated 10 plain language coordinators. They require 95,000 of their employees who communicate with the public to take their Introduction to Plain Writing training course. They have a website that their professionals are required to take at a higher level of training called Writing for the Web. They have developed separate guidelines for general tax filers and tax professionals, and they have a Plain Writing Act editorial board that meets frequently to review how they're complying with the language of the bill that I introduced. So far, they have over 2,400 documents that are covered by the Plain Writing Act, and they estimate that 400 of those documents will be rewritten in plain language within the next 12 months.
The bill would only apply to new regulations. Plain language offenders that are already on the books would be allowed to stay there for now. Braley says he didn't want to require agencies to re-examine the rules they've already issued.
We do not do that because we anticipate that as we move forward and as regulations are revised and updated, that eventually most of them will be reconsidered at some point in time. But the most important thing is to begin the process of writing these regulations in plain language. Then my hope is that the response is so positive to the reduced burden on small businesses and individuals that it will give motivation to start to consider going back and looking at some of those outdated regulations that could be improved by a plain language approach.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.